Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Edric Show. I am your host, Edric Jerome. And of course, this is the place for intelligent conversation with interesting people. Hit that subscribe button. Help us grow this thing from the ground up. You can also catch us on Instagram at Edric Show. Our guest today is someone I've known for a long time. Very, very talented brother. His name is Mr. Henry Lincoln Jr. He is the successful owner and head coach of High Definition Living Enterprises, an organization that offers financial workshops, coaching sessions, and life skills trainings for individuals who are seeking to reach their full potential financially, spiritually, and professionally. High Definition Learning is a global brand and conducts workshops all around the world. Henry is also a vice principal of a school here in the Bay Area, and his mission is to implement strategic policies and practices for his students so that they can successfully grow, develop, and achieve. Henry, welcome to the show.
Man, welcome you, man. Thank you so much, Mr. Edric. Good to see you, my brother.
Good to see you too, man. It's been too long, but good to see you. Good to see you, man. Quick aside, we were backcourt buddies, man, back in the day.
Way back in the day.
On a team that was very good at not being successful. So
that's right.
We'll let that go. All right, man, let's get into it. So talk to me about High Definition Living Enterprises, man. What's it about?
Hey, man, thank you again. First of all, going back to you, man, thank you for having me on. So proud of what you're doing with the Edric Show. I know it's going to touch and impact so many people. Again, I appreciate the time. The High Definition Enterprises, man, that came about, you know, I did some things prior, but it came about where I wanted to help people take their vision or their thoughts to a higher definition. I think sometimes people have some sight, but they lose out on the vision to make it clearer. So some people come with a business plan or a game plan to me, and then we take it to high definition. So it's really crystal clear and people can see it. So I wanted that to happen in the business world, in the financial world, and now really doing it now on a local level with kids and parents in the school system. So it's just making clarity of what they've already been working on. And let's just get it clear so that the world can see it also.
What was your motivation to want to do work like this and to help people in this field?
Definitely when I got involved some years back in finances, and I found out a lot of people had no idea how money works. They knew literally how to work for money all the time, but they know how money works. So this high definition concept came. The HDL is kind of like my name too, Henry D. Lincoln. So HDL, High Definition Living. But it came that I was moved by seeing our community really not understanding finances, and they needed somebody to help them clear that up. There were so many other, there's a lot of people who talk about it, but I didn't think anybody was reaching grassroots. You know, everybody was really commercial and fancy and plastic, and the folks who were lower income, lower middle income families that I knew about growing up in the cities we grew up in, no one was talking to him or touching him. So that moved me in a special way to give back and give back to the community. And it just kind of took off from there.
Yeah, it's a good point. Actually, I had a question about that a little later, but let's get into it now. The difference between knowing how to save versus knowing how to invest, right? I mean, people don't, they're totally different things. You can save your money, right, and put it in a closet and not earn anything on it, or you can invest and actually get some return on your investment. So how are you able to break down some of those concepts, man, so that people can grasp their arms around it and you know, really start implementing some of the tools that you offer?
Good question. I think one of the biggest things I talk about is teach you how to build your financial house. Think of your finances like a house. It must have a foundation. It must have a strong structure. It must have a roof right, that covers it. And there's some steps in between that gets there. Most people, they have the wrong things in the wrong place. They have the concept right, but they have the systems out of order. And so just something as simple as saving and investing, early on in my career, I learned of something called the rule of 72. And the rule of 72 simply states that if you take the interest and divide it into the number 72, that's how many years it takes your money to double. And opening folks up their eyes like that, your bank is giving you 1% interest. So it's going to take your $100 72 years to turn to $200, right? So you find yourself fighting against everything. And the bank on the same turn is going to give you a credit card for 24%. So now when they divide that number into 72, their money is doubling now every 3 years. Mm-hmm. So you're losing out. You're losing out on every turn if you don't understand how money works. So concepts like that, we share with people to sort of get them out of the rat race and start being able to not just save, which is good, but also invest.
You also offer professional development and to go along with the financial. So what are some of the tools and tips that you use for or offer folks in terms of their own professional development? Because people are, especially now in this post-COVID world where people at career changes and people, things are changing about, you know, I thought I wanted to do this, but now I've got this side hustle, I can do that. Because you talk a lot about having a successful side hustle and hustling and being able to get out there and you know, and do more than just one thing and earn streams of income. So what are some of the ways you help people develop themselves professionally?
I talk about also working in areas that you love. Like if you love something, how can you do that and then scale it? How do you go from being a self-employed person to being an entrepreneur? Hmm. And I talk about the entrepreneur is the person that business owner, they have a system. And the system runs the business. So most people get into things, but it's just them there 100% of the time, right? Now, I don't know what folks do out there, but let's say you're a landscaper. It's you all day, every day cutting grass, right? So now how do I scale that? How do I create a business and teach 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 other people to do it? And now it frees up my time. So the system stands for save yourself stress, time, energy, and money, right? So once you have a system that separates you from being an employee or a self-employed person, now you're in that entrepreneur quad where, okay, I can see myself running a business and not having to be there every single day. I think most people shy away from that because they look at, I can't do this all day, every day. I'm wearing myself out.
One of the things about you and that thing that I know about you and your family and rest in peace to your father, who was a great man. And, but that whole notion of financial savviness, understanding financial literacy, that's a big part of how you grew up and what your father instilled in you. So talk to me about your father and some of the successful businesses and things that he did along the way, to help you, learn some of these tools and concepts.
No doubt, man. Love talking about Pops, man. Rest miss that guy with everything in me. We started, he came to me way back in the day. It was like 1990. You know, he said, I found something. I found a way for us to understand how money works. And, you know, we come from a country called Trinidad and Tobago. So we're from the islands. And we migrated here in the late 70s, early 80s. And it was a short period of time. Life changed for us. And so he wanted to understand how money works. And that's where I get that phrase from. And so we talked about learning that. And so we got our licenses in insurance. We got our licenses in investments. We got our licenses in long-term care. We want to show you how, 3 M's, how to make money, how to manage money, and how to multiply your money. And those three areas, we worked and built something. So he really instilled in me the work ethic of working hard for yourself. Right? He was an engineer by trade for many years in Trinidad and here in the United States. Then we shifted over to doing financial services, financial planning. It was really sitting down and helping families put together a financial game plan, right? We talked about insurance in case someone died too soon to make sure that was in place. But we also talked about investments in case you live too long. We didn't want people being 65 and 70 years old with no money put away and not understand how to protect that money to create generational wealth. Mm-hmm. So that plugged into everything we've known over the last 30 plus years now. It's changed our family's life.
Let me switch gears now and talk to you about just how you get the word out about your business. And, you know, we're in the social media world. I'm trying to build up my Instagram presence and it's a challenge. So how are you navigating that? And what's been the impact of maybe social media on your business?
Man, I'm glad you said, you know, social media has come at a time where I'm not the millennial, right? They're winning it. So we call it over here on our side, millennial, right? I wish I was a millennial. Right? So what we do, I have taken on Facebook has been an extension of who I am. Instagram has been an extension of who I am. So if you look on the page, you'll see the essence of me being a coach, being Coach Henry, you know, giving inspiration, giving motivation, giving thoughts and things like that. So I try to keep it rooted. You'll see some family stuff. You'll see some travel stuff. We do a lot of that and have fun. But I really want it to be an extension of who I am in that presence. And I think social media does wonders. No longer do you have to like send stamps out and mail things or go knocking door to door or have a flyer on a pole or a park bench or something. You can really post something with some content that's strong, show your face and be consistent. I think that's the biggest thing. Be consistent because it works for you after you put it up, right? It's like having a worker 24 hours a day. So Instagram, Facebook has been great. My kids are getting me ready for TikTok and a couple other things that I'm gearing up for slowly but surely. But those are the things right now with the world changed. You have to do that, and we're ready and gung ho to get it done.
Well said. And you know, one thing I always say, we created millennials, man. So we right. You know what I mean. So right. They're there because of us. So. Shout out to the millennials out there and those who came before them, like us. Let me ask you now about, because you're a busy man. You not only are you providing these services and these much needed empowerment for folks to become entrepreneurs and successful, but you're also a vice principal of a school, man. And so tell me about that and how are you able to navigate in this educational world now, especially post-COVID, because there's some changes been going on in education over the last year or so.
No doubt. One of the things going around doing my speaking, just about things right, my 10th year now. 10 years ago, I reached out to a good friend. I was doing these faith and finance workshops. He's a pastor. And he said, I got something, coach. If you can come to the school and volunteer, we need someone to come in and talk to the kids and just give them some motivation to stay in school, talk to some ninth graders 2-3 times a week. We'd love to have you do that. And had never done stuff with kids in that magnitude before. When I walked in there, Edric, I was really like, man, it's going to be simple. It's kids. I talk to adults all the time. It's been the toughest, hardest, I mean, most heart-wrenching thing I've done in my entire life. I've seen families and kids who really need support, you know, and education. It's fallen by the wayside because there was no family support. So getting a chance to be in there, them seeing a positive role model all the time. So we went from volunteer to the level of vice principal in 7 years at a school, just because I was moved by seeing kids really wanting more. You know, the kids get a bad rap for doing what they do and making kid mistakes. But for the most part, what I've seen, the kids really want more. They want somebody to lean in on them, share with them, teach them, and really care for them. You know, the old adage said, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Mm. And the more you show these kids that you care about them, the return is priceless. We have countless kids now that have graduated from college and, you know, postgraduate degrees and started their own business and starting families now. And it's a wonderful thing to see happen. So my move in there was, can I have kids who look like us and walk like us and talk like us not feel like they don't belong in education? Since COVID, it's been tough for them, because if you think about a kid who was coming out of middle school going to high school, they didn't get to high school until they were in the 10th grade. They missed that whole night. Imagine your first year in high school is your second year, right? So the 9th and the 10th grade are like freshmen in the building. And they need that physical touch. They need to be in front of a teacher. They need to be in a classroom with their peers. Remote learning and all those things is proven at this point that it's not best for our kids. Mm. And so with post-COVID happening, the more we can get our kids back into school to understand that structure and that lifestyle, it'll take them far. They'll lose too much education and learning time trying to do it from home.
Well said. Well said. Again, you're such a talented brother. We've talked about you, what you're doing to help people with financial literacy and the coaching and what you're doing in that space. You're vice principal of the school and you've got your finger in the pulse of education and you're helping kids and families in that space. But you're also a veteran, 10 years in the Navy, numerous commendations and medals for your service in the Gulf War. Thank you for your service. Talk to me about your experiences in the Navy and maybe some of the lessons you learned in the Navy that's translating into helping you develop outside of the military.
No doubt. I mean, coming out of the great city of pride and purpose, Richmond, California.
Hello.
right. And then heading off straight to the Navy right away. It taught me that I needed to learn how to work with other people. If the Navy didn't teach me anything, it taught me that it was so many different races and so many different, you know, folks with different values and ages and backgrounds and all this stuff. And then also to understand hierarchy, to understand respect, honor, courage, all the things you hear about that you see on a commercial or the movie, those aren't fly by night things. Those are things when you end up in the Persian Gulf War 3 years after high school and you're like, man, I got to trust the guy to my left. I got to trust the guy to my right. I got to trust the training at this time. So it really instilled in me that going back to our basketball days, really it helped the way you practice is the way you play. All right. So it's no kind of like, oh, I'm a kind of 50% it, 70% it. And okay, when it's showtime, 100% it. In the military, you can't do that. If you practice at 70, you're going to perform at 70 and you're going to cost lives. And so I've always moved from, I got from there. The military is that always play at 100% because you don't know who's depending on you. So it's always that honor. It's always that service. It's always that courage, you know, to stand up and fight for yourself, but fight for those who can't fight for themselves.
Well, again, thank you for your service, man. I know, especially in these crazy times we're in now, let's make sure we keep all of our folks who are in the military in these crazy times in our hearts and let's keep them in our prayers so that they can get back home safely. I got a couple minutes left. So just now, if people want to get more information about High Definition Living Enterprises or about you, where can they go? And we'll put some stuff in the description as well, but where can people get a hold of you, man?
Man, I'm simple, man. I didn't know you supposed to have a fancy name when you got on Instagram and Facebook. So my name is Coach Henry Jr. at Coach Henry Jr. on Instagram. It's Henry Lincoln Jr. on Facebook. We're on there. We're helping people the best we can. We got some new stuff coming up. You know, we're doing with teaching people about cryptocurrencies and teaching folks about how to trade foreign currency and just other ways to multiply your money that you work so hard for. So if you jump on there, man, I would love to see you, have a conversation with you, whoever you are. I don't charge anything, you know, just to have a conversation or a consultation. It's just that I want to make sure people get the information and the access. Most folks go through life without information or access. And for guys like you and who are doing this, you know, the Edric Show is giving folks access. So I appreciate you for even having me on today.
Oh, right on, man. Thank you for that. And again, I want to use this platform to give space for people who are doing things like you're doing and connect people for information. And, you know, like that's why, you know, the tagline is intelligent conversation with interesting people. That's what we do. So thank you for the shout out, man. And thank you for coming on. So like I said, we'll put some information in the description. But Henry, it was good to see you, man. It's been, like I said, it's been too long. And yes, continued success. Shout out to your family, man, and everything, and your newlywed, right on. So congratulations on that too, man. So you just got a lot going on, my brother. A lot going on. Stay strong and keep fighting, man, because you're doing good work. So thank you so much for coming on the Edric Show. Really appreciate it.
And thank you very much. And I can't wait to us spend some time in person.
Yes,
and folks, man. Again, I appreciate you for your time.
Yes. But looking forward to it, man. So this has been the Edric Show. I am your host, Edric Jerome. We do want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Check us out on Instagram as we reluctantly, hopefully try get our social media presence going. Cause like you said, man, that's not it's a beast, man. You gotta be on it. So, well, we there, we trying, man. So, but thank you so much for tuning in and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.